One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Nintendo Main, Episode 6. we are your hosts, Trey and...
Hey, what's up? It's me, Jeremy.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. I just got off of work, but before I went to work today, I was playing Xenoblade all day.
Yeah? There's a little game called Xenoblade that came out today. It's, you did the digital version of it, right?
I did, and there was a little hiccup in the system, or at least it seemed that way.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, all right, so I did the digital pre-download, and I started downloading that Wednesday night, and it was ready Thursday when I got up. So 22 gigs downloaded overnight, that's not bad at all. Yeah. I got home from work a little after 11, tried to boot it up, and it wouldn't work. It was saying it hadn't been released yet, so I got online and checked it out. It said it was supposed to be available to play at midnight Eastern time, which would have been 11 p.m. Central time.
Yeah, they've always been, in my experience, they've always been released at 11, like a little bit after 11, even like third-party stuff. So it's odd, but continue.
And if I looked at my text messages, I'd probably be able to get the exact minute that it started working, but it was somewhere around 20 after midnight Central Time, so it would have been 1:20 a.m. Eastern Time when it started working, but it worked. The download took maybe 5 to 10 minutes, the update file, and it's worked great ever since.
Yeah, cool.
So it wasn't really that much of a hiccup, but sure. Having been counting down the hours all day at work, it was kind of a bit of a torture session waiting for it to load.
Yeah. Once it gets going, though, the load times are real, they're not that bad.
It'll even show you, like, a really long status bar, like it's going to take a while to load, and then it won't take that long.
Yeah, it only, like, fills up, like, the first part of it. So yeah, what did you make? What does your character look like?
Well, I went for the trying to make a character that sort of looked like me.
Oh yeah.
I figured I'd be spending a lot of time with this game. I might as well be in the game.
Sure.
And yeah. It doesn't look much like me, but it's similar.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of options on faces on that. There's only, I don't know. Seems like there's only like 8 different faces.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's
about 8 of them.
Yeah, and then there's like, I don't know, there's some cheek options that don't seem to do anything.
They just sink your cheeks in like you're malnourished.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, I've seen as far as like creation goes, it's not a. I mean, I've seen better. It's no. It's no WWE, No Mercy. On GameCube.
No, it's not, and that was a long time ago, but...
Yeah.
I think that it was an okay amount of freedom. I mean, you really don't need to go too crazy, I don't think, with your character in this game.
Sure.
It might be fun if it used the photo, if it used the camera or something, but...
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
they've stuffed so much in this game, that would just be an extra cherry on top, I suppose.
Sure. I mean, the character designs are kind of weird anyway, so it's like, I don't know, I made like a superhero, the girl that has like I think it's like purple hair with green tips, and she has like the Domino mask, kind of like Nightwing, the DC Comics Nightwing, like,
because
you could do the face paint, so you could give her like that black mask. There was an option to make her eyes white. After I made her face, I was like, oh shit, I should have changed it to white, because then she'd look more superhero-like. But anyway.
She looks like Oni Link.
But yeah, she still looks, yeah. You could probably try to make Oni Link, I guess, if they had. Yeah, I didn't look at the guy's hair options, but.
I really like that, the special hair option is just to give yourself a cowlick.
Yeah.
Like a cowlick up in the back.
Did you? I'm sure you did that, right? You wanted that big tuft in the front? Yeah, I made sure and took that off. Like, there's only, like, for, I don't know how what the different faces, if you get different things for different faces, but I felt like there was only, like, a couple different haircuts for the girls. It's like maybe, like, 7 total of different hairs. It's like, okay, well, all right.
Yeah, I didn't try cycling through it too much, but I was trying to mess with the facial hair a little bit. It was, like, one type of mustache or no mustache, so maybe yeah. It is attached to the face model you choose initially.
Sure. Have you met the little creature yet in the game?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. You're not that far then. I think you're probably you're still in like the second chapter then, probably, right?
Well, okay, so I don't think I'm spoiling anything for anyone. I played for about 4 hours, but I spent a lot of time wandering around, looking around and stuff, but I went to save the people, and when you discover the other aliens that are living on the planet.
Yeah.
I went to go save them and got killed immediately. Like, the guy attacked me one time and it was game over. And I went away and came back. So I realized at that moment that was probably a good time to quit because I need to grind a little bit to maybe buy some better weapons.
Sure. You don't really have to grind that much. Like, once you get past, like, that and the next chapter, like, after you catch the little furball and bring him back to the base, you get the squad options where you can, like, you know, bring other people in from online or whatever. So you just, like, get a person that's, like, you know, super leveled up and just take them around with you, and then they can help you destroy the stuff that you can't beat. Like, that's what I've been doing for the tyrant missions. We have to defeat the big monsters. I just do some squad stuff and hire like a level 30 person to come around and shoot stuff with me.
So is that just a character model based on an online player, or are they really playing with you?
No, it's a character model based on an online player, but there's also like a monsters. There's also a Monster Hunter type of thing where you can get, like, an actual online squad together. Which I got an invite for and accidentally accepted it, and it was, like, a couple minutes ago, and I'm like, I don't have time for this, so I just quit it. But, yeah, you can do that. There is some modes where you can be online, which is pretty cool. There's, like, there's a keyboard thing on the pad and all that, so you can talk to people, actually, you know, through text-based. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool. I noticed there was you can emote, you can do different things.
Yeah, you can, like, I haven't really messed around with that, like the soul voice or whatever, you can have them say different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get to a certain point where it does that, and I think it's like the fourth chapter, maybe. But what I noticed is once you get to that part, whenever you turn off the game and turn it back on, it asks you whether you want to, like, play with people or not. So if you, like, want to just go through and do missions and you don't want anybody to bug you online, you can pick that as an option, like, right out the gate. Because it'll be like, what kind of squad do you want? It's like, do you want to just only play with your friends? Do you want to just play by yourself? Or do you want to play with whoever? And I picked just play by myself, and then I turned it off and ate some food and turned it back on, and it asked me the same question again. So I think you get to answer it every time. So if you feel like playing with people, you can turn it on, or if you don't, you can turn it off, you know, so.
I definitely want to say this game has a pretty steep learning curve. It doesn't really, I imagine maybe if I looked around the town a little more, I would find some tutorials, but so far, not really any kind of tutorials. It just kind of,
yeah,
maybe offhandedly.
Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, I noticed there was some stuff, like, sort of telling you how to do things. Like, I guess I think they want you to just, like, try to go through the main story at first until it, like, stops you, and then you have to do the other stuff. Like, I did a ton of side quests and changed my class and, you know, and joined a division and all that. And once you get to, like, the fourth chapter, it explains a bunch of stuff to you. But I played, like, you know, 40 hours of the other Xenoblade Chronicles, and the fighting is similar to that, so I kind of know it, but it's still, like, different. Like it still kind of plays different. Like the arts and all that, and like the way the combat works, that's pretty much the same. But I don't know. The major problem, I don't know if you're having a problem with this too, but the font is fucking tiny on this game.
It is.
I can hardly read anything.
It makes me feel like it's a PC game with the resolution set wrong on your monitor, kind of.
Yeah, I actually tried messing with that and it didn't work. Like, because I went online, I was like, is there any way that I can change that? And they're like, yeah, go into your settings and set it to 720p. So I did that. I changed it to 720p, and then it looks the same. It's just the picture's smaller now. It's just like the frame is not as big as the TV now. So like the whole TV's smaller, and it looks bad, and the font's still small. So I didn't really do anything. Makes it look worse. But yeah, I mean, I have to like put the game on the Wiimote or on the gamepad, you know, and read it off of that, because I can't read it off the TV. You know, like when I can hardly read that too. Like for the mission descriptions, when I'm trying to figure out what to do, I have to like, you know, put it on the pad and read it off the pad because I can't read it off the TV, which is ridiculous. I don't know that they expect us to have like 100-inch TVs or something like that, but it's insane.
It is a minor gripe. I mean, as I was saying, you can flip it to the gamepad on the fly.
Yeah, you can.
It doesn't take long. So it's pretty convenient. I really do like, I do think that this uses the Wii gamepad. It justifies its existence for this game, at least.
Yeah, if you, I haven't tried it, but I read online that you can use the Pro controller if you want, but you still have to have the pad next to you because of how much it uses with it, which is awesome. That's great. That's kind of how Pikmin 3 worked also, where like, you know, I tried to play with like the Wiimote, and it's like, you know, you still have to have the pad next to you because you still need the map, and you can send your squads in different places on the map a lot easier. But yeah, it's a similar thing. And some of the cutscenes are like you talking through the pad. Like the pad is like, you know, like you're talking to somebody on the phone through it.
I got to ask you this. I'm especially thinking of the town here. How do you feel about the music in the town?
Of what? Of New L.A.?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, okay, so...
It's very... I mean,
I spent a lot of time wandering around the town, and I kind of wish you could maybe keep certain tracks from playing, or maybe you could turn the audio down on the music. Maybe you can do that, and I haven't found that option yet.
Yeah, I didn't find any option for sound.
But the rap song or whatever it is... Yeah, like that gets kind of old pretty fast. Like some of those songs were starting to grate on me.
So yeah, some people it's been kind of polarized, I guess, the reviews on the music. I honestly don't mind it yet. The like one of the main like fighting songs reminds me a lot of the temple music from Donkey Kong Country. I don't know if you noticed that they kind of sound the same.
No, I haven't noticed that.
The one of them, I mean, it was like the main, fighting song. The one that goes like, like that at the beginning.
Yeah. I love the overworld music, all the overworld music I've heard, and battle music and everything. Really, I think what gets to me is, I like ambient music when I'm wandering around, and once you add vocals to it, it just kind of... It becomes like you're listening to the same pop song over and over again on the radio a little bit. Like, you might like it a little bit at first, but the fact that there's vocals in there really, like, you know you're listening to that same song again.
Sure.
You know, it's coming up again. There's like four tracks that it's cycling through, and you're back to that one again. And I don't know. I was just curious what you thought of it. I mean, as I said before, I liked it at first.
It hasn't bothered me yet. I mean, I think the stuff that you're when you're running through the outside world, like the Mira or whatever it's called, I think that stuff is pretty tranquil. I mean, I haven't really ran into a whole lot of stuff with lyrics in it. I guess like some of the cutscenes have it, and some of the battle music do. But I haven't really I tried to go to the residential area of New LA and I kind of got lost there, so I just like left and went back. So I haven't
it's
really.
Huge.
And I'm not. I mean, and there's. Have you gotten to the point where you do the divisions, where you check, where you pick which team you're going to be on, or what types
That's
of missions
right.
you're going to get?
Where I am.
Because I picked a. Fuck. I wrote it down because I keep forgetting like what it is. It's the curators. I picked the curators division. That's the one where you fight tyrants and collect stuff. Because I wanted to just kill monsters or explore or whatever was what I was looking for.
The curators are the ones that are trying to collect pieces of the white whale, right?
No, that's a different group.
Oh, that's the scatherers or the scavengers.
Yeah. The curators are the ones that are they like go and defeat the monsters that are more menacing, I guess, or killing other whatever. It's mostly based around tyrants and collecting stuff. So
I think what, I think I chose is Harrier class.
Probably.
I remember it being a class like that sounded cool because it sounds like a jet, or it is a kind of jet. I like jets. So I picked the Harrier class, and so far I don't know. So far I don't really know a whole lot of it. I'm still also trying to work out like how I know what I can equip and not equip it for things that I want to get in the shop. I figured out how to rule it out to where it'll only show the weapons I can use, but I don't know. I want to use different swords and stuff, and I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, that's in the classes. Like once you get to a certain level in the regular like whatever your starting class is, you get to change it from there. Like I switched to Commando class, which is the same class as that. Of Alma, or whatever, that girl that's with you, the silver-haired girl. So you get, like, the double guns and that type of stuff from that. But, yeah, when you switch your classes there, you start to use different weapons. And you can switch it back, like, you can switch it from one to another on the fly, so you're not really stuck with one thing, which is nice. So, you get into that.
But, needless to say, I am enjoying the game. It's huge. It feels... I will say, I mean, not to sound like I'm griping a lot, but at first I was a little put off by how kind of floaty it felt. Like, when you're running around, you know, it's very amplified by how far you run each time you press forward.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, I'm just saying, I guess I thought the character would feel like, I don't know, they had more weight to them. That's, like, the best way I can describe it, but... You just have to kind of accept that this is an RPG game and that the overworld isn't, you know, a realistic fighting atmosphere necessarily. It's a way of getting from one location to the other.
Sure. But I feel like it works, I don't know. I mean, I think the control works better than most Western RPGs that I've played. I mean, I think it works better than, like, Oblivion. I had a hard time with that game.
This is more in like smaller areas. Once you're out in the open world, which you're there a lot, and you're going long distances from the very beginning, it feels good there because you're just kind of like sailing along, and every time you jump like 50 fucking feet.
Yeah, no, you get it. It actually makes climbing mountains like kind of possible. I mean, some of them you can jump pretty high.
And it's not like Skyrim where you're going up them sideways. Like it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Well, I was doing, what was it, I was, like, in the new L.A. residential area, and you can, like, hop over an entire fence, like, I did that, like, just from jumping, you can just jump over this fence, but I know what you mean, like, I had, like, when you're going up the stairs and whatnot, like, inside new L.A., it's kind of weird, because, yeah, it's made for you to more traverse the outside world, not necessarily the confined spaces in there, so, yeah, I totally get that. Where it's weird, like if you when you get into the alien bases, that's sort of weird too, like walking around the stairs and that, because yeah, they want you to cover more ground than you do. So when you're in small spaces, it's like from the wall to the other wall is like no time, and then all of a sudden you're stuck and you're keep running back and forth at walls. You know, that's what I found with it. So, but yeah, I understand that. I see where you're coming from.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're a lot further along than I am.
Well, I was trying to get, I don't know, I was trying to get my head around it, and I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles, like, on 3DS, like, all week, so I'm pretty familiar with it, even though it is a lot different than that game.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good or bad. Like, I really like Xenoblade Chronicles, the 3DS one, I still kind of like it a little bit better because it's more like story based.
Yeah.
Than this one, and the story's better, and the cutscenes are better. The characters are better, and you don't have to make a character, like all the characters are already made and all that. But I don't know. I mean, I read an interview with Monolith Soft about this that just got posted, like, today, and it's either today or yesterday. But they were saying they said that their biggest complaint was from people that it wasn't story-based enough. And they said that their next game that they make is going to be more story-based. But they said they wanted to make an open-world game, but at the same time, when I was trying to play it, I felt like it took a really long time for me to actually be able to get out into the world, because they kept, like, doing those cutscenes where they're just standing and talking to each other, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're saying it's not story-based, but I've been, like, watching cutscenes for, like, the past hour, and I still haven't gotten to, you know, the world. I want to just let me run around the world. So once I got to that point, I just kind of just started doing side quests. You know, I would like accept all of the side missions and just try to complete those. And I like how
what's her name again? The pink hair lady, the silver hair lady.
I'll have to check it. I think her name is it's like Elma or Alma or something like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she says, like, really early on in the game, you know, follow the spot on your mini map, but if you want to explore, feel free to. In fact, you should always do that. So it's like, and then she'll later on, she's like, you don't have to really stress out about what class you choose. No, seriously, don't stress out about it. You can change it whenever.
But yeah, no, you can.
She's really kind of encouraging you to, like, do whatever you feel like to do in this game, I think.
Yeah, her name is Elma. With an
Elma,
E.
Okay.
Elma, so Alma. I was pretty close. Elma and the other, the kids, Lynn, the 13-year-old, right? And that's all I have.
Right.
Well, and the Nopon guy, which his name is, like, Tosti or Totsi, something like that. I've heard people complain about him. I don't know. Like, people saying that, you know, and he is kind of, it can be kind of annoying, but it's like their Moogle. It's like Monolith Soft's Moogle, pretty much. You know, they were in the other Xenoblade Chronicles game. They're in this game. It's like these little, you know, these little furry things that you fight with.
So it's okay. So that's my next party member. I can expect a small little guy.
I haven't got to the point where he can actually fight with us yet. He just follows us around for I don't know why. He says that he knows no other Nopons, you know, that he can contact that will help you or whatever. But I haven't found any of them yet. But I haven't really like.
Is he actually in your party, or is he just following you?
He doesn't actually fight or anything, but he follows. He follows us, but yeah, I don't control him, and I'm not able to equip him or anything like that. But yeah, It's pretty good so far. I mean, yeah, it's trying to. I mean, it's going to take you a bit probably to get your head around it. But once you start to figure out the squad missions and, you know, and the side missions and that type of thing, I think it gets, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's very cool from what I've seen. Like the levels look very cool, and I heard you have to be a level 30 to get the skill.
Yes.
So I'm like a level 12 now. So I'm on the way there.
Yeah, you're a little over a third of the way there. Do you have a lot of money saved up?
No.
I think they start at like 35,000, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I mean, you get money from completing missions. I've mostly been using money to buy like weapons and stuff. So I've lost most of my money over armor and weapons and upgrades and that type of thing. But like when you mine, I'm sure the stuff that you mine out of the ground has to do with that too. I forget what it's called, like Mineria or something like that.
I went to a terminal in the barracks, and I remember I logged in and it gave me a reward for whatever class I was in.
Oh, okay. So you got that far where you got a Blade account, right? Because I was trying to use all the machines and it kept saying, like, error, like, before you have, when you don't have a Blade account.
Right, it actually says user not recognized.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it gave me some kind of bonus based on the online metagame, whatever's going on with that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I kept getting, like, achievements of stuff, but I haven't really looked. Haven't really looked at what they are. But, yeah, I mean, that's about as far as you've gotten.
Yeah, and I love the way it looks, and I really do love how different it is between the day and the night. Like, if you're outside at night, you're a lot more likely to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Than I've noticed so far.
Sure. Yeah, I can't wait to get into it more. I mean, I tried to play as much as I could on this one before we did this, but, you know, we'll probably be playing it for the next, like, year, so, you know. whenever we get done with it, we can do a spoiler cast or something. Which this was sort of a spoiler cast, but only for, like, the first, like, I don't know, 10 hours. Which isn't even... I mean, I'm only, like, a couple chapters into it, so... I got to the point where you have to, like, do specific things to go on with the story, which is kind of annoying, but, you know, you have to make... It's like, you can't do this next story until you explore, like, a percentage of the world and hit, like, a certain level and have a certain amount of party members and all that. So, they make you do other stuff.
But that's how they direct you to the end of the game.
Yeah, the story mission stuff. But, I mean, from what I heard, like, most of the greatness of it is the extra stuff. And especially, you know, getting to the mech and the robot and all that. So.
Right, just getting ridiculously strong probably feels really good.
Yeah.
Going back and killing all those guys that used to suck to be fighting.
Yeah, maybe you can take out those brontosaurus looking things, like the big giant dinosaurs that have like the mushrooms on their necks.
They're nice. They've never attacked me. Have they attacked you?
No. Well, if they did, I'd die in like 2 seconds. Yeah. I've been attacked by like level 30s that just kill me in one hit. There was a mission where I had to like sneak past one of those big tiger looking things, and every time they'd wake up, it would just kill me in no time. But yeah, I'm having fun with it, and you know, we'll try to have to figure out a way to squad up or whatever online. I think I don't know how. Yeah, I'm sure there's a way like you can do with friends or whatever. But yeah, it looks good.
Tell
so
me
far.
About. Did you get the special edition?
No, I didn't get the special edition. Oh,
okay.
It's like it was like $90 or $80 or. It was pretty. It's pretty expensive. So,
what about, you can get the physical release though, is it a pretty thick instruction manual?
No. They don't put instruction manuals in games anymore.
Oh, so yeah. It's all in the sub-menu where you choose manual.
Yeah, it's all in the game. So yeah, there's no manual or anything. I kind of wanted if you would have got the art, if you would have got the deluxe one, you would have got those songs that you love. You could have. Could have played those because you get that like jump drive that has like maybe 10 songs on it. I don't know. I downloaded the soundtrack for Xenoblade Chronicles, the first one, and that game has like 300 songs in it. Like it's the soundtrack is gigantic. So I'm sure you know just more than like 5 songs in this one.
Yeah, maybe they just unlock the songs as you go. But so far, I've heard the song where they're like, I can't see you. I can't hear you. Like they say that a lot.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song yet, but I haven't really explored the New LA very much. I forget which division, but one of the divisions, it's mostly just handling problems there, I guess. Did you see that one?
Okay. That's where all the rich people live.
Yeah, well, it's like when you go to the residential, and it's like, yeah, you have to. You have to rescue cats from trees and stuff like that. And I was like, that sounds terrible. Uh-oh. Like, I've been trying to get out of there, you know, the whole time.
Someone's got to save the cats.
Well, yeah. It's the mediators. The mediators are the ones that stay in LA to help with everyday problems.
And then they're like, that's who the head of the whole thing is, the president or whatever. I don't know what they call him. General.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be for the people that want a sim game out of it, right? You could just stay in LA and just, you know, just help people and not fight anything ever and not be an RPG. I don't know.
I mean, you can fight if you want. It says you can do whatever you want in whatever class you're in.
Yeah.
So you can be a fight president.
Yeah, you can change your divisions at any time also.
In charge of the hill or whatever, like Teddy Roosevelt did, I don't know. He's president, I thought. I guess not while he was president, though.
Yeah. Well, and so you said, did you watch the Video Game Awards? I've heard talk about that. I didn't watch all of them, but I watched, like the Iwata speech. Did you see any of that?
Yes, I watched the Reggie's speech about Iwata. It was a good one.
Yeah, it's good stuff. That's all I watched, but there was a couple. There were some winners on it. There's a Splatoon won Best Shooter, which is pretty huge, and Splatoon won Best Multiplayer Game also.
So you're saying this is Best Shooter out of all consoles?
Yeah.
And computer? Wow.
Well, here's the nominees for Best Shooter. It's Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Destiny, The Taken King, Halo 5, Splatoon, and Star Wars Battlefront. So that was like, yeah, that was across everything.
That's all the biggies.
Yeah.
So but I guess Splatoon's the most unique of all of them.
It is definitely unique. But that's cool. I mean, and yeah, Super Mario Maker won Best Family Game over, like, Disney Infinity and Lego Dimensions and Skylanders and Splatoon even. So some of these were kind of... I don't know. I mean, it's the Video Game Awards. They really don't matter that much. But I don't know. It's just interesting stuff to look at, I guess. I was surprised there wasn't really. I mean, I know there was a bunch of like trailers for games, but not a whole lot of Nintendo stuff. Last year, they showed that Zelda video, you know, with them walking around on the horses and all that. And
where they're talking to each other.
Yeah, where they're in the room and there's a TV and it's like, oh look, the horse won't run into trees. That part. Yeah.
The horse knows to walk around the trees.
Yeah. I guess we from our last episode when we tried to do the Zelda, the Triforce Heroes, we never really updated that, but I found out that you can only do, like you would have to have a copy of the game for two of us to play and then to have an online random person. So...
Otherwise, we would need a third DS.
Yeah, otherwise you need three. Yeah, otherwise you need two DSs to do download play too. Which sucks, but you know, I understand. But if you had another copy, then you'd be able to do that.
It's a three person game, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you have to really everything's designed for three people. Which I've still been playing that for a while. Did you get any Black Friday deal stuff like on Friday? I mean, last Friday? Did you get into any of that?
I did not. I thought about buying Pikmin. I was very close to doing it, but I talked myself out of it because of Xenoblade.
Oh, sure. I ended up buying... I picked up Pokemon Omega Ruby from Target because it was on sale for like 20, like 25, I think.
Do you have Sapphire?
I got Ruby.
Oh, but did you have the other one before?
No.
Alpha, whatever?
No, I got two rubies. No, I had the Game Boy Advance one I had was Pokemon Ruby, and the DS one I bought was Omega Ruby.
Okay.
I just think Groudon's way cooler than Geogre, the giant whale thing. I don't think he's all that cool. So that was kind of my, I couldn't bring myself to get the blue one, even though I guess... That they have pirate enemies in that one that are sort of cooler, but I just went with the red one. I never finished the Game Boy Advance Ruby anyway, so and I can't bring them over, you know, I can't bring them into the new Pokemon world anyway. So I got that game, and I got a couple Disney Infinity figures. They were like a couple bucks off.
But I did buy a villager amiibo. Yeah. It wasn't a Black Friday deal, but
yeah, you got another amiibo. I haven't gotten any more amiibos, but I did buy. I bought a Darth Maul and a Chewbacca Disney Infinity figure. For
I did see that there was a Bowser amiibo Infinity figure.
Oh, the Skylanders figure?
Yeah, it's a guest starring Bowser amiibo is what it said on the box.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah, it's a... They revealed it in at E3. It was, it's like a Skylander and an amiibo at the same time. It has a switch on the bottom. We can switch from one to the other. But yeah, there's a Bowser and a Donkey Kong amiibo Skylander that you can use.
Amigos.
So, yeah. I haven't seen those any. Did you actually see one, or was it just on the box?
It was like a... Yeah, I saw it. It was like a pack of, like, three or four of them together. He was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked like the normal Bowser amiibo, but he had, like, black and silver armor on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it... Yeah, that's like a... Isn't that like the 50, 60 bucks to get that? Like, it's... I feel like it's fairly high-priced for that.
It's not real to me, man. I haven't been in very many Toys R Us's. I mean, lately I have for the amiibo, but there's just whole like aisles dedicated to just Skylanders and
yeah.
Infinity and like and entire the Lego. Aisles. Just like they do with Legos, I guess, too. But
well, the Lego Dimension stuff now is out there. Which I'm not even going anywhere near that. Like that's like it's like $100 right out of the gate for that thing, so I'm like, I don't know. The Star Wars Infinity and the Amiibos, that's enough. I don't need another, like, Toys to Life thing to collect.
No, thank you. Yeah. I did almost buy a Pokemon Red that wasn't... I found a copy of it for, I think it's $25.
Yeah, the, I think I forgot to mention it, but, maybe I did in the last one. But yeah, the price has dropped majorly now that they said that they're re-releasing it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So everything dropped. Like I saw it dropped from like 30 to 20. Same with like the Twilight Princess. Like those games have dropped in value also.
The GameCube ones.
Yeah, well, the GameCube ones were selling for $60, and now they're like 30 because they were like, oh yeah, now it's everybody's just gonna get the HD one, so. They devalued, or whatever. So the Pokemon Red and Blue will be cheaper now. I mean, you can get.
Do you think they'll let you decide which way it is? Do you think they'll let you? I mean, I think they did reveal that both types of controls would be available, or it was leaked.
Oh yeah, for Twilight Princess, yeah, there's both modes. You can play.
So is it going to flip the whole world?
Yeah. So you can play it right-handed or left-handed. You could do both. You can do, yeah, the waggle is included in there. Speaking of waggle, did you read the Time interview with Kimi Shima, the new Nintendo president? Did you read any of that?
I haven't.
Well, there's a couple interesting things on there. Like they asked him about, they asked him about NX, and he said that the NX is moving away from the Wii and Wii U branding. He said it's going to be different than that, which I think means that, you know, they're ditching the motion controls, which I think that's fine. I mean, they should get out of that. I also heard somewhere that they were saying that they were planning on shipping like 20 million of them next year, which is, you know, more than the Wii U has ever sold. So that's kind of a, I don't know. That sounds like a weird claim, because considering that nobody even knows what it is. But supposedly there was also a patent that emerged on the whole like hybrid handheld thing. There's been like more evidence to that. So
I don't know. It makes sense.
That may be
a thing.
Well,
if you remember, they said that the 3DS was going to be something completely different, or not the 3DS, the original DS, I mean, was going to be something completely different than the Game Boy.
The
third pillar, yep. And what happened as soon as, I mean, I know it's a different president now, but as soon as they realized that was the new Game Boy, and they just got rid of the word Game Boy. So yeah. I wouldn't be too concerned with the motion controls being completely gone. Yeah. I think that accelerometers and shit are, like, built into everything now, so yeah, that's it'll be, still going to be in there to some degree.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be in the... I mean, it's in the 3DS. It's in the gamepad. I'm sure it'll be in whatever new controller they have. I'm sure the new controller is going to have a screen. It's going to have an Amiibo sensor thing on it because they're making, you know, they're making mad money off of that. They're not going to drop that anytime.
They really are.
So that's definitely going to be on there. But, I mean, a couple other interesting things he said. There was something that may have been a leak to a Mario Galaxy game, which is probably the most interesting thing. Because they asked him something about, like, I forget what the actual context of it was. Let me look real quick. I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. He's new to the president dumb, so he might have let it slip, but should have had this queued up earlier, but he said something about, like, people weren't using the Amiibos the right way, saying that people are collecting them and not using them, which is like, well, you know, release more of them and then we'll do that.
I think that's happening. I saw so many, like, I almost bought another of the classic Mario, the 30th anniversary. They had like 15 of them. And I'm just like, well, you know, they are kind of flooding the market a little bit, or maybe just where I am. Maybe it's not like that everywhere. But.
Well, they're available now, but there's still ones that are rare. I mean, I still have yet to see like a Wario or a Jigglypuff. Or like a Robin and Earl of Sina. I haven't seen any of those. You know,
I haven't seen. I feel like I saw Lucina, but maybe I did. Maybe it was just that. Was that when we saw the guy at Toys R Us buying the employee?
Oh, that was Lucario, and I have one of those.
You found him since.
Yeah, that was Lucario, and I went back to Toys R Us and they had it, so I got him. But Lucina is the. Like, the only Fire Emblem I've seen is Ike. Like, there's a bunch of Ikes at GameStop now. Because I know they had a Black Friday Ike deal thing or whatever. They're like, oh, we're going to have them, and I guess they're still there. But, yeah, Lucina and Robin are ones, too, that I don't have still, that I haven't seen anywhere.
I haven't seen the Mega Yarn Yoshi anywhere.
Oh, yeah. The Mega Yarn Yoshi.
I talked to the same guy that I talked to before at Best Buy, and... He said that those were gone pretty much immediately, and they haven't seen any more since.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I should have been there waiting at the door. I really kind of wanted that, but maybe they'll release it.
So in the time thing, real quick, before we move on, they have new organizational fellow positions, and Miyamoto is named a creative fellow. So he basically is talking about like what people do in the company, and the specific line is, he says, you have people like Mr. Kono, responsible for the Mario Kart series, or Mr. Koizumi, who is in our Tokyo office with Mario Galaxy and so forth. So that's what he said. So it's like, did he let that slip? Like somebody's doesn't that sound like somebody's working on a Mario Galaxy and he kind of just let it out?
Maybe he means the team that worked on Mario Galaxy.
I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, it's...
Are they the same team that did, like, DK Jungle Beat was their first one?
I mean, I think he's talking about the EAD team, but he didn't mention... It's weird that he doesn't mention, like, Super Mario 3D World or whatever. That's the last thing they did. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It says, those guys are really working on that ground level. He's saying, okay, let's create the software we need today and tomorrow. And that's what he says. And Mr. Yamamoto, Mr. Takeda are, of course, supporting them, but also, as I said previously, looking into the future of Nintendo as well. Which is kind of weird that he's like, oh yeah, this guy's in the Tokyo office with Mario Galaxy. Like, with, does that mean he's working on it? Like, is it being, is that their Mario game that they said they were doing, but they haven't said yet? Is it Galaxy 3? I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I mean, he's, you know, he hasn't been a president for very long. Like, stuff slips sometimes.
True that.
It'd be interesting. I'm sure, like, hopefully somebody will, you know, ask Nintendo up front about it. I'm sure they'll say no comment, and then maybe respond to it later.
Well, I would be happy with the new Mario Galaxy, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, yeah, we all would. It's just, hopefully that's correct. You know?
What if it was, I don't know, what if they bring back some elements from Super Mario Sunshine and mix it with the Super Mario Galaxy? That could be kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that would be definitely cool. They should, I mean, that's what it needs to be, like, the next Mario should be, like, a Mario 64 game, I think. Like, more like, or, you know, more like that type of thing. I mean, Mario 3D World was cool, but I think we all kind of wanted, like, a Sunshine Galaxy type thing.
We did. It was more, like, 2.5D, almost. I mean, it was 3D, but...
Yeah. But it was different. I mean, it was different, and it wasn't something that had been done before. I mean, aside from the 3DS game, but it's, you know, it still wasn't quite what a lot of us wanted. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was a great game, but, yeah. One of the Mario Galaxy. Another interesting news thing is that my mom bought a Wii U today, which I did not expect.
Oh, for herself?
Yeah, she went and bought herself a Wii U for her birthday. I was like, that like, kind of came out of nowhere. You know?
Did she play yours when you were there?
No. I think she bought it for like my nephews and nieces, but it's just kind of weird. Right. I just didn't expect it. Like she bought the Splatoon Smash bundle, you know.
So they have something to play when they come over.
Yeah, I guess.
Not a bad idea. It's a fun machine for the kids.
Yeah, well, I guess she said that they were having problems with the old Wii and they wanted to upgrade it. So I just didn't expect it. I heard that Target sold a lot of those Wiis, a lot of the 250 Splatoon Smash Brothers packs.
I heard they even had to cancel some orders.
Yeah, well, I went in there for Black Friday for Pokemon, and I just looked to see if they had any Wii U's, and they were gone. And all of the original 3DS XLs were gone also, because they had that deal where it was like $115 with Super Mario 3D Land. For like a regular 3DS XL, which is a pretty good deal.
$115?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that is really good.
I think it's like $150. Yeah, I think it's like $115, like $115 for the old 3DS XL, and a free game. But still, and they were selling the new 3DS XL for $170, for $30 less than what it was. So
that's a pretty good deal.
There was like a couple of those left, but it seemed like a lot of them had been purchased.
This is kind of a side note, but I've been, you know, I collect consoles like you do, and I never really had a DS Lite, so I bought one online for $8, hoping that maybe I could fix it up.
Oh, it's broken?
Well, I got it in the mail today, and it's not in the best shape, but it just needed to be charged. Once I charged it up, it worked just fine, yeah. Okay. The guy in the description, he's just like, does not work, does not power on. Buy for repair parts only. So I just like bought it for $8, thinking I can open it up and see if I can fix it. And it just, yeah, like I said, it just needed charged. And so I got one for $8. Pretty cool deal.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, that's like the GameCube that I bought with no cords. For $8, I ordered a generic GameCube adapter from Amazon. And it's been super finicky. Like, I have to, like, unplug it and replug it every time I play, which sucks.
Is that the power adapter or the AV?
The power adapter.
Oh, okay.
So I have to, like, unplug it from the strip and, like, unplug it from the box. You know, the box thing that you plug in
Yeah.
So I have to take that all apart and put it back together and plug it in. Because we started, Jess and I was teaching her how to play Pokemon, because I was giving her the Pokemon Ruby that I had to play on her Game Boy Advance, and I was going to do it on the Game Boy Player, and I got it to work eventually, but it took me a minute, like, to mess around with it, but yeah, It's kind of finicky. So all of you that are buying Game Boy Power or GameCube Power adapters, just buy Nintendo brand. Don't buy a. And I didn't even really know what it was like until I got it, but you know.
Wasn't it pretty cheap?
Look out! Yeah, it was like $5. It wasn't very expensive.
There you go. You could probably pay like $10 or $15 for a different one. Work better.
Yeah, I mean, that was my plan originally, but I just ordered one. I mean, that used place that I normally go to, they didn't have it. They didn't have it there, so I just bought it online, but I don't know. Is there anything else? The Trauma Center game for Wii came out on Virtual Console today. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did see that, and it just kind of, like, fell under the radar because of Xenoblade, but...
Yeah, I'm so ticked because I've been waiting. I mean, I already have Xenoblade on 3DS, but I don't understand why it has not been released on Virtual Console yet. Like, it's been out in Europe for, like, ever, and it's not out here.
Yeah, don't give up hope. I think it will eventually, but expect it to come out before this game.
And you know what game just came out there, like, on the same day? Like, Zack and Wiki just came out there on Virtual Console.
Oh, damn, I remember that game.
That game's awesome. But,
that is a Wii game.
Yeah, Zack and Wiki Quest for Barbaro's Treasure came out there. Some guy on a message on the NBC group, like, mentioned it, and I was like, oh, well, you know. He's like, oh, I want Trauma Team. I was like, but you got all these other games. Like, they have Resident Evil 4. On Virtual Console.
They also have both of the DS Zeldas on Virtual Console.
Yeah. Well, on the Wii side, they have Resident Evil 4, they have Donkey Kong Country Returns, they have Kirby's Epic Yarn, and now they have Zack and Wiki and Xenoblade Chronicles also. Which was
just
like...
It must be a licensing thing.
I don't know, I thought, I was hoping that... And I don't understand, like, why... I don't know. Like, why different things, why different countries have to have different things at different times, I don't know. I mean, why can't we all get the same thing, you know? Why can't they get Trauma Team also? I don't know.
But, I think that it is notable that that game came out, because it is the first third-party Wii game to be released on Virtual Console in the U.S.
Well,
that does give us hope for some other shit to come.
Well, here, they already released a bunch of them over there. But, yeah.
That's what I'm saying in the U.S.
Sure. Yeah, and, yeah, I don't know. I was just expecting them to do some sort of, like, extra push for Xenoblade to be like, oh, hey, you know, we'll release the Xenoblade Chronicles game on Virtual Console, like, a month before, and you can play that and then play the new one. To try to, like, build some hype around the game, you know?
That really would have made the most sense.
I figured that they would, or at least, you know, when it was, like, this week, I was like, okay, there's one day until Xenoblade Chronicles X. They still have time to release it. Maybe they'll drop it on Thursday. You know, you won't have enough time to play the whole thing, because it's, like, a 70-hour long game, but, you know, at least you give a little, you can get two Xenoblades for the price of one. But no. I mean, I already bought it for 3DS, but I just think it should be out there for everyone who doesn't have a new 3DS, you know, like yourself. You could play it.
What did they charge for it on the 3DS? Is it a $40 game?
Yeah, it was $40.
So how much do you think that has to do with why it hasn't been released on the Wii U? I don't know, though, because...
It's out in Europe. it's out in Europe. I mean, I guess it's like kind of a slap... It's kind of a slap to the face that anybody that like bought it on that. Because I bought it on 3DS thinking that I wouldn't be able to get it because it was so expensive online, you know?
Right.
Even used, it was like $70. So I was like, oh, I'll just pay $40 for it and just play it on 3DS. But the way the game is set up, it's like very much meant to play on a TV, you know. It's like super beautiful. There's like all these nice landscapes and all that. And I think it looks a little muddy on the 3DS version. Like I normally crank up.
I know they had to make some sacrifices graphically to get it to go onto the 3DS.
And it's just you have to, I always pump the, I pump the brightness up. Higher because it's kind of muddy, and especially when you're in like the swamp levels that are darker anyway, it's sort of like you have to kind of play it on like level 3 brightness to be able to see shit. And I like it. I mean, I've played a lot of it, and I've played plan on, I mean, I kind of like it more than Xenoblade X as of right now, but that's just because I haven't gotten that much into the other one. But, it would be nice to have the, I mean, it would be really nice if it would come out and they came out with some sort of, like, cross-save feature where I could put my save on the other one, but that would be the only way I'd buy it again if they did the Wii Virtual Console one, but still, you know, it's good to dream.
Well, I would buy it because I think it would probably be $20 and...
Yeah, it is. Those are 20. So yeah.
I think I'll probably get Trauma Center eventually. I do remember loving that DS game.
Yeah, I have the... Really hard. I think it's the second one, because there were two Wii Trauma games. And I think it's the second one. I think I already have that one, but I don't know. I'd have to check.
I believe there are several more released in Japan, I think.
Oh, probably.
I think it said it was either the fifth or the sixth game in the series, the one that just came out on Virtual Console.
Oh, yeah, we only got three here. We just got the DS. We just got the DS one and the two Wii ones.
Oh, so there was only one DS Trauma Center? I thought there were two DS Trauma Centers.
Oh, I thought there was only one. I don't know, though. I mean, I only got one. I thought there was one.
I think there were two for the DS.
I thought there was one. I thought there was one on DS and two on Wii.
Well, that makes sense. I only had the first one on DS, so.
Yeah. Did you ever beat that game?
No, I know I got pretty far into it. You can get it on online for pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think there was a
second one for the DS called Under the Knife 2.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. Did you get past that? Do you remember that one with the spiders and the heart? Did you get past that one? That was like the hardest. That was the hardest thing ever. Where you keep doing it and it keeps cutting the heart, and then eventually the spiders come out and you have to they tie a web and you got to cut through that. Did you get that far?
Yeah, I think that's where I got stuck.
Yeah, it was like this crazy boss battle, and I couldn't do it. It was. Yeah, there was Second Opinion is what it was. Trauma Center Second Opinion was the second one on DS. Or no, the Trauma Center Second Opinion was for the Wii.
It was.
And then there was Trauma Center New Blood was on the Wii. And then Trauma Center Under the Knife 2 was on DS. And then there was Trauma Team. So there was three Trauma Center games on Wii. I didn't know that. I thought there was only two.
So we got five here.
Yeah. There's five games. There was one that came out only in Japan. Which, I don't know. But, yeah. Maybe.
But there hasn't been one in a long time, and it's surprising, because it would work well on the Wii U gamepad.
Sure. Maybe they want to build maybe they want to build some excitement about that, but not Xenoblade Chronicle X. You know. They'd rather build more excitement for this game that you might see next year. They just want to see, like, hey, does anybody want to play Trauma Team? I don't know. Let's release it and find out.
Yeah. It would work well on the Wii U. Yeah. You could have the close-up of the patient on your gamepad and the overview up above.
The overview on your TV. The overview is just their head, like, making faces, like, as you cut each part of the...
Ouch!
Just like
that,
like screaming, and you can't see because the person's holding the screen, so you can't see like what they're doing. All you can see is the face being like ah. that'd be pretty nifty. I don't know. I hope
still though. Like I don't know. More third party Wii games, please. Let's keep them coming.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if it's getting this push through Christmas, you know. I don't know, maybe that'll mean something. Maybe it won't. Who knows? If the NX does come out next year, I really hope that... I hope they come out with some sort of... I mean, I know they started this Nintendo account thing, like, officially in Japan, but they haven't really... They've been trying to get people to sign up for it, but they haven't really explained exactly what it's going to do. But I really hope that if they came out with a new system and, like, all your digital games, like, on the 3DS and the Wii U, were available to play on it, like, for no cost... That I think that would really be a huge selling point for Wii U and 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Like that would be pretty badass. Like anything that you registered or anything that, I mean, I see it like more as a thing, more as a possibility of like digital stuff that you bought, because I have all record of that. You know, yeah. Just say like, oh, you can download it on NX like right now. Like that would be a total selling point. I thought you were going to be able to do that for the Vita when that came out, where you could take all the stuff that you bought off PlayStation Network and play it on the Vita, but that didn't happen. I was misinformed on that, but still, it'd be nice to see a system that does that. You know, it gives you a bunch of games right out of the gate that you already bought. And who wants to buy Mario again? I mean, I've bought it like 12 times. I have Super Mario Brothers. I don't think I need to buy it again.
I've bought it. I've bought that game a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the game I bought even more is the original Mario Brothers, because it was on every Game Boy Advance Mario game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I forgot. That's like that's like packed into everything. Yeah, I haven't counted how many
it
times
was
I got that.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
Yeah, it was on that one too.
Luigi had the Mario Brothers game in it.
Yeah. And it was even I think the Mario Brothers game is in NES Remix 1 too, isn't it? On Wii U. The first NES remix? Yeah. They just had to stick it in there one more time in case you haven't gotten it enough. It's like, here, take it again.
You guys remember this game, right? Yeah. It's a chip.
We would put it on every fucking pack and you could just buy it 100 times. Alright, well, I think, is there anything else you would like to put in on our first impression Xenoblade episode here?
I say if you haven't bought it yet, buy it. It's a good game, but no, not really. I have to play it, gain some more knowledge.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be leaving you, the listeners, to go play Xenoblade Chronicles or go buy it if you don't have it, and maybe we'll see you in a squad battle somewhere. And we're out.